This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hundreds of people stranded in Gaza's biggest hospital were enduring quote-unquote inhumane conditions on Monday. While heavy fighting raged around them, a doctor inside said, as U.S. President Joe Biden urged Israel to protect the facility. The Israeli military shared video and photographs on Monday showing what it said were weapons stored by Hamas in the basement of a children's hospital in Gaza, where it also said hostages appeared to have been held.
These are explosives. These are vests with explosives. Yeah, it's a body vest for terrorists to explode on forces, among hospitals, among patients.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The Israeli resort city of Eilat was supposed to become a safe shelter for over 60,000 people evacuated from towns and villages in southern Israel that were under rocket attacks from Gaza. Yet the city became the target of ballistic missiles fired by Houthi rebels from Yemen and also drones launched from Syria. VOA's Natasha Mozgovaya reports.
Last week, the Israel Defense Forces said its long-range Arrow air defense system intercepted a surface-to-surface missile over the Red Sea, launched toward Eilat. Darin Ray's family is among the survivors of the October 7 attack on kibbutz near Oz by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror organization. One-fourth of the community of 400 were among the victims. At least 20 people were killed and more than 70 kidnapped. She says Hamas was inside her family's home, but couldn't break into the fortified room where she, her husband, and their three kids were hiding, holding the door for 8 hours. The family evacuated to Eilat, which now is being targeted. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Eilat, Israel.
Israel is facing intense international calls to minimize